Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Headline of the day already. It's too early in the morning, but I found it. Woman spots mortifying error on CV after sending off job application. I mean, we've all done it. We've all gone onto Google and gone resume template or CV template. It's important you get it right, though, because this little one piece of paper could mean the difference between you getting a job and you being ignored for a job. Many people spend hours on their application, poring over every word, looking for spelling mistakes, grammatical errors, but often staring at the same document for hours on end and focusing on the tiny details can make us blind to the bigger picture. And that's exactly what this TikTok user has done. Her name's Marissa, and she learned the hard way. She shared a video of a huge mistake she made when applying for a job, and the clip has been viewed more than 4 million times. She made quite the mortifying error. She was using a template, that's all good, on Word. And she replaced the name with her name and her current qualifications, her education and her contact details and all of her the things you need to have on a resume, that's all good. And she spent hours going through this thing, making sure it's all fine, sent it off to a potential employer, the job she was applying for, and then went tabbed back to the Word document and realized that there was one thing she hadn't changed. The picture up in the top left corner, the picture was a stock photo of a man in a doctor's suit. Definitely not someone called Marissa, that's for sure. A student teacher called Marissa. No, it was a stock photo. It's even got the watermark across the face. Anyway, she sent that off to a potential employer. Fair to say, she hasn't got a callback. Poor Marissa didn't get the job. But I want to know on 858-239-31, it can be one of the most stressful times in your life going for a job interview or even hitting send on that resume or cover letter. Have you had an embarrassing experience in a job interview? I've heard it all. You know, you hear people getting so nervous that they vom in the job interview or they just freeze and can't say anything. Chelsea from Barmra, what happened at the job interview?
So I really like talking, and when I get nervous, I talk like a lot more. And I got myself into a situation where I ended up just telling the person who was interviewing me about my entire life, and I couldn't stop. And I knew it was coming out of my mouth, like my grandparent had passed away the week before, and I was telling people about that and about the funeral, and it was just... It got to the end of it and I just wanted to curl up in a little ball and disappear. It was so embarrassing.
No! If you were interviewing for a radio job like ours, then you'd probably be in straight away because you could talk.
No, it was like a finance administration position.
Okay,
so
awkward. Not going to work. Did you? Here's the question though. Did you get the job?
No.
Nope. Sorry.
It's a good story, but apart from that, no good.
No.